Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. My name is Mary Armstrong, and we're going to be talking today, the greatest gift, love, a word in prayer in the eyes of a layperson. Praise God again, everyone. We're going to be talking about love today, but first, we will have a word of prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for this beautiful day that you have allowed us to. We thank you for who you are because you are a mighty God. And we thank you for your love this morning that you shed upon us, God. We thank you, God, for all the blessings that you have blessed us with, God. We thank you, Lord, because if it had not been for you on our side, we wouldn't be here today. We ask you to lead, guide, and direct our path as we go through this, Lord, and we ask you to bless the ones that may be on the line today. We ask you to lead and guide us, God, and to help us to say what you would have us to say, God. Help us to decrease, that you increase in us, God, that we might be a blessing to those who hear us today, Lord. We love you, we honor you, we give you praise. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. A word and prayer in the eyes of a layperson. The greatest gift is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Love, L-O-V-E, that's a small word, but it covers a multitude. We're going to be coming to you today from the 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, starting at the first verse. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, and charity means love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doeth not behave itself unseemly, speaketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity. What is iniquity? Iniquity is sin. But rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and doeth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these three of these is charity, which is love. Telling us the greatest gift of all is love. So it's telling us, though I speak with the tongue of man and of angels and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding and all mystery and knowledge, and though I give my body to be burned, it profiteth me nothing if I don't have love. It's nothing. Even though I can do great things, if I'm not motivated by love, it profiteth me nothing. Just like you see on TV where people's doing things and they showing where they're doing, giving money and all this. It's to be seen a man. But if it's not coming from their heart, they're getting their praise then because it's being seen a man. But they're getting their glory, their praise then. We have to do it from our heart. It has to come from our heart. And if it's not coming from our heart, it profited us nothing. Go and build a, give somebody a car. And if it's not, if it's just to be seen a man, it not profited me nothing. It's all in vain. But if I do it from my heart, it blesses me and it blesses the person too. Don't do it to be seen a man, but do it because you love the Lord and you want to bless somebody. Just like the Lord leads me to do something for somebody, I don't have to broadcast it. Now, if they tell it, that's them telling it. But I don't have to broadcast it that, oh, I did this for such and such, or I paid the bill for them. No. They can tell it if they want to. Tell it or nothing, that's all right, because I did it from my heart, you know. And God will bless me. But once you broadcast it, oh, I helped that family over there because they didn't have nothing, and I went and I took them to the store, and I bought this for them, and I did all this for them. No, that's not for me to tell, but doing it from my heart and letting them know, God told me to do this for you. Some people think, no, I don't want to know a blessing. God told me to do this for you, so I'm doing it. Not for no glory of my own, but God have told me to do this for you, so therefore I'm doing it because I love you. That's how we do it. We don't go and broadcast what we do for people, because when God tells us to do something, it one scripture said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand do. We don't so broadcast what we do for one another, because we so do it because we love them. It says, and then it says, charity suffers long, and it's kind. We, as Christians, we're supposed to be kind-hearted, tender-hearted. We don't supposed to be boastful. We don't supposed to be easy to get upset about things. We're supposed to have a humble spirit, be able to take things. Praise God. When people do things to hurt us, don't be so quick to be upset about it. Sometimes it might make you cry, but that's okay. God sees those tears. You go somewhere, you might have to cry, but that's okay too. But you have to learn to take some things. It says, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity endeth not. Don't be conscious of other people. But they got it's not puffed up. You can't be puffed up. And do it not behave itself. That's not what we're supposed to do. Speaking on our own is not easily provoked. You don't supposed to be easily provoked, but rejoice in the true word is true. God's word is true. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. We're going to endure some stuff going this way. Charity never fails. Love don't fail. But whether there be that they going to fail. Whether they be tongues, they going to see. Praise. But we have to be able to go through some things going through here. And so, but and look what it says. It says that all things. And then it says up here, it says, but though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, you can do all these great things, but if you're not doing things from your heart, it's not going to profit you anything at all. And then I went over here to Matthew, and it says, listen to what Matthew says. It said Matthew the 5th chapter, the 40th verse, and if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twice. Give to him that asketh thee, and for him that would borrow thee, turn not thy away. Ye have heard that if thy then said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say, you love your enemy. Bless them that curse you. You can't hurt your enemy. You're supposed to love your enemy. And those that curse you, you can't curse them back. Because if you curse your enemy back, you know better than your enemy. But you're supposed to love your enemy and pray for your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which desperately despise you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Now, if you're going to be evil to them that's evil to you, what, how can you help them if you're going to do evil to them, if you're supposed to be a Christian? If you're going to get out and do evil to them, how can you show them that you're a Christian? You're just as evil as they are. But if you're going to pray for your enemy, that's how you'll win them. You're supposed to love them that do evil to you. You're supposed to do good to them that do evil to you. That's how I know that you're a child of God. But if you're going to do the same thing to them, they're going to say, well, Lord, you ain't no better than I am. Because a Christian is Christ-like. But if you get out there and do the and get that a man's doing, you know that. Because what you get back, you made from doing the same that you did when you were a sinner. You have to get saved from something. But once you get saved, you come away from doing the same that you've done before you were saved. So that's why there's a difference in being saved and unsaved. So it's telling us what we have to do. So love, when we come to Christ, we change. We're not the same. So love is telling us what love will do. Love changes us. We different when we become Christ-like. So the greater we come to get love. Love changes you things. Love makes things the Christ have us do. Love makes us love our enemies. Love makes us do good to those that don't like us. Love makes us care with the people that don't have. Love makes us love our enemies. Do good to those that do evil to us. That's what love is all about. So love is the great gift. That's why Jesus came to earth. And that's why he died on the cross, because he loved us. And he walked among men, those that crucified him. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what to do. He didn't say, for he said, Father, you have things. He didn't. He came to die. That was his purpose. He came to die. But while he was here on earth, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cleaned the family. He fed the poor. He did all those things. His main purpose was to come to die. So we have to show love to those that part of us. We have to love. We have to go about doing good. We have to do the things that he wants us to do. And when people want to bar something, if they don't pay it back, we can't be mad at them so they don't pay it back. But we have love. If they talk to us, in the store. But how many times do we supposed to forgive a brother? 7 times? He's 70 times 7. You have to continue to forgive. If he repents, you have to continue to forgive. And you don't supposed to say, well, you'll just do it again. No, you're supposed to tell him that you just don't do it again. You're supposed to continue to forgive. Jesus forgive us. And if we hold a grudge, God ain't going to forgive us. We can't hold a grudge against us. We have to continue to forgive and keep on forgiving. And keep up forgive. And keep up forgive. That's what love is. What love got to do with it? It's got everything to do with it. It's got everything to do with it. It's just, I felt like my husband or husband's wife. They did not do like we want them to do. But we have to keep loving. We have to keep praying for. We have to keep doing for. Well, they ain't going to do right. I can go do right. We can't do that. We have to keep on loving. Well, they didn't do right. I ain't going to cook for them. No, it ain't right either. We have to do what we're supposed to do. We have to do the right thing anyway. We have to do the right, because that's the right thing to do. Whatever the word tells us to do, that's what we have to do. So I think the mic is open. If anyone has suggestions or if anyone has questions, you can ask them at this time.
Craig Claudius Tuesday, how y'all doing?
Praise the Lord, Sister Margaret. If you have anything to say, you can be free to say.
But can I tell you one thing, sir? Whoever's got all that background noise, I can't hear.
Okay, anyone who's got that background noise, I'm going to ask you to cut it off. Anyone got the background noise on, please turn it off.
For one thing, I've got information on Grayson.
Someone has the background noise on. Please turn it off, please.
They're probably going to even hear you.
Yeah, they. Please turn your background noise off. It's TV or your radio or something's on. You have to turn it off. Well, how are you, Sister Margaret?
Honey, I am fantabulous. I am wonderful. The Lord is so amazing.
Praise
I tell
the
you,
Lord,
the blessings keep flowing.
Praise God. I've been reading some of your sayings on Facebook, and they are wonderful.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Wonderful. spread
God. I tell you, the Lord said move, so I moved. You see, so two different pictures from last week and yesterday where I was, I got up out of bed, to the side of bed, all by myself with just the Lord.
Praise God. You got something to share with
I've been fighting with the devil. Huh?
You have something to share with us today. You go ahead now.
But I'll tell you this. I have been fighting with the devil. He's been trying to deceive me and try to revert me and try to be mean to me and try to get me to give in, but I'm not giving it. I've been calling on Jesus, and he's been answering my prayers.
Praise God. You have to rebuke him in the name of Jesus and plead the blood.
I am. I tell you, the Lord is so good. He's so gracious, so wonderful, so kind, so marvelous.
Yes, I tell you,
I was able to sit all the way up. Usually I get to one point and I had to get the top part of my body up to get up, but I was able to with the Lord. I cannot slap the Lord. With the Lord, I was
praise
able to
God.
Sit all the way up.
Praise
I tell you, it's so amazing. And he told me last week, I was praising him, and he told me last Wednesday. He told me, he said, well, it's so awful, Lord. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for my life, having my strength, for what I have, Lord. I truly thank you. And he said, this year. I said, this year? He said, this year. You get up this year.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
So that is.
Praise God.
That is so amazing. I tell you, I was so
praise
happy.
God.
I could not stand it.
Praise God.
And
praise
then
God.
I was telling some people, and one person said, I hope he does. And after
praise
I got
God.
On the phone with them, the Lord said, move. So I sat all the way up. And my left foot, I'm able to stretch it toward the bottom of the bed where I couldn't do it before. And I'm able to turn it up a little bit, just about 6 inches off the bed, trying to point straight up. I couldn't do that before. So
praise
the Lord is
God.
Amazing. He's doing so
He's
many
amazing.
Great things just for
amazing.
Me.
Praise God.
It is.
Praise God.
I'll tell you, I am so blessed. There's nothing I'm not blessed about. I thank the Lord for every breath, every heartbeat, every organ, every blood cell, every blood cell.
Yes.
I thank the Lord for all of it, every day.
Praise God. Keep lifting him up. You keep lifting him up. Praise God.
I'm not giving in.
No, Lord.
I'm not giving up and I'm not giving in.
No, Lord. Don't give up. He's too good.
He is.
Yes, he is. Praise God. That's all right. Thank God. It's like Jesus. He's good.
I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing to come across these last 5 years and to be in the situation I was in and not being able to move like I'm moving now. It just all of a sudden be able to do stuff that I've never been able to do since 2017.
Uh-huh.
It's so amazing. I tell you.
It's nothing like God. God can do anything. He can do anything. Praise God. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You keep listening up. He deserves all the praise.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. And he inhabited the praises of his people. Praise God.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Praise our God. Praise God.
So
anyone else
want to
say something?
My credit card debt, it would have taken 4 years to pay off.
I knew I wasn't
going to
be able to
get out.
Anyone
else? I was going to say that she praises God. She can lift her legs up. She can sit up in the bed. It's reminding me, Minister Mary, that on this month, I've been running for Jesus for quite a long time. I'm not tired yet.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
I'm not tired yet. But I thank God for provision. Provision that we have a place to sleep. A place for rest. We have food on the table, shoes on our feet. We can get around, whether it's by transportation or our own car. But God provides the things that we need. And I thank God for it. I thank God for His Son, Christ. And I thank God for giving us what we call the Holy Spirit. If the anointing is attractive, He gives us the spirit to get up and praise be the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Someone still has a background on. Someone still has background on. Yes, Lord. God is good. God is good. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. He's worthy
Clearly.
Of all praise. Anyone else have something
yes.
to say? Anyone else? Thank God, thank God.
I just want to thank the Most High God for another
yes,
day.
Yes, Lord.
Because every day
yes,
is a
Lord.
Great day. And I just want to
yes,
glorify His holy name. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
To be able to put my feet on the floor
yeah.
and go amongst another day. And
oh,
you get
yeah.
the fresh sunshine and fresh air. I thank
yes,
him.
Yes, Lord.
And I think we have to wrap
thank
it up
God.
With thanking him for shelter over our heads, food on our table, clothes on the back, shoes
yes.
on the feet. We thank him for
yes.
never leaving us nor forsaking us.
That's right.
And each day
thank
we get
God.
Brand new mercies. As we wake up and hit the floor, we get brand new mercies. Hallelujah.
Brand new mercies.
Better than
see every day. Brand new mercies. Look at God. Praise our God.
And the chaplain was singing her song. I wanted to sing my song, too. I don't know all the words. He keeps on doing great things for me.
Yes, he does. Bless the joy. Yes,
he
does.
I'm right on doing great things for me.
That's all right. Praise God. That's all right, Pastor George.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He keeps on doing great things for me, too. It sounds good, brother, Pastor George. Keeps on doing great things for me, too. Praise
That's right.
our God.
That's
praise
right.
our
yeah.
God. Keeps on
yeah,
doing
for me
great
too.
Things
He's
yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, so me and brother came down with something. I don't know what we came down with. We just coughing and going on. And we went to urgent care last Thursday. I woke up. I was feeling so bad and all. And my deacon said, well, we'll go to the doctor after I get off or something. We don't know what it come down. We just was off. And when my daughter said, you get up and go on to the doctor. And it's still in me, some congestion or something. I called, my brother-in-law, and he did the program or whatever. Anyway, well, they did the COVID test. The doctor come in and said, well, you don't have COVID. You don't have flu. I didn't know what it was. But anyway, he had me to take this breathing test and all, because I was wheezing. And he put
okay.
me on some kind of pills and all that, and then he put me on this little tube thing to breathe in and out. And oh, and God's been touching our body and all. I don't know what it was, but anyway, we're doing better. But it's just stuff
Amen.
Going around, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank God for him touching our body, because we have to keep pressing on.
We have to keep pressing on. So, Brother Pastor George, he keeps on doing great things for me, too. We can't stop. We can't stop. So Jesus is coming back for his people, and we have to continue to give him praise, continue to lift him up, continue to live the life, because he's coming back for his people.
Oh, that's God, right.
And I thank God he is.
I've been running for Jesus for quite a long time. I'm not tired yet.
Oh, yes, Lord. He's so good to us. He's so good. And I thank God for you that have tuned in. Thank God for how he's blessing Sister Margaret, because he's doing great things for her, too. So we We thank God for what he is doing, because even though Satan is cutting up and doing what he's doing, he's lost the battle. He has lost the battle, but we as children of God got the victory. We got the
victory. Amen. Hallelujah.
We have got the victory.
That's right, Miss Margaret.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. And the greatest gift is love. And we have to show love to one another. We have to pray for one another and lift him up. Lift the Lord up. Praise God, because he is worthy to be praised. And I thank God.
Yes.
I thank God. Praise God, because he's doing great things for us. And I give him praise, honor, and glory. Praise our God. Oh, God, because Satan is defeated. He's defeated. He is
defeated. That's right, he's defeated.
Yes, he is defeated, and we glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, it does. Hallelujah.
God,
oh, yes, we do. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today. We thank you right now, Lord. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord. We thank you for the praise report from Sister Margaret. We thank you for the praise
report. Thank you, Lord.
I love you, Jesus. Anyone has anything else they'd like to say this time? Praise our God. Praise our God. If no one else has anything else to say, we're going to ask Pastor George if he would close us out with prayer.
Most Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to come one more time in your name. Lord, we ask that you put the prayer out for your people, Lord.
Yes.
Touch each and every family that's listening, Lord. Touch them.
Yes,
whatever they're in need of, Lord, you know what it is.
Yes,
Lord. We're praying for healing of our bodies, Lord. We're praying for peace in our home, peace in our mind, Lord God. We're asking, Lord God, to enlarge our territories, Lord. We bring unity back to the believers, Lord God. We pray that you touch those who have family, children that's going astray, bringing them back, Lord, touching and healing them. Lord, we asking you, Lord God, even to touch those who are in need of shelter insecurity, food insecurity, Lord, or financial insecurity, or healing of their body. We ask you to send your guardian angels to watch over each and every person who's listening to the sound of my voice or is listening to this radio right now. Lord, that you put the armor of protection around them. Lord, Yes, protect us from any hurt, harm, and danger until we meet again, Lord, in your name.
Yes.
Your Son, the Christ, the Messiah.
Yes.
Yeshua, Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Man.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all be blessed. Y'all be blessed. And we love y'all. Praise our God.
Love y'all.
Shalom.
Love you more. Love you more.
Shalom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.